A Divided Nation Set to Deliver Trump Verdict by Alexander Burns and Jonathan Martin. Los Lunas, New Mexico. The tumultuous 2018 midterm campaign, shaped by conflicts over race and identity and punctuated by tragedy, barreled through its final weekend as voters prepared to deliver a verdict on the first half of President Trump's term, with Republicans bracing for losses in the House and state capitals, but hopeful they would prevail in Senate races in areas where Mr. Trump is popular. The president was set to storm across two states Saturday, two Sunday, and three Monday in an effort to pick off Senate seats in Indiana, Florida, and a handful of other battlegrounds where Republicans hope to add to their one-seat majority in the chamber. Democrats and liberal activists, galvanized by opposition to Mr. Trump, gathered Saturday to knock on doors and make turnout calls from Pennsylvania to Illinois to Washington to try to erase the GOP's 23-seat House majority. The run-up to the election, widely seen as a referendum on Mr. Trump's divisive persona and hardline policy agenda, has revealed deep strains in the president's political coalition and left him confined to campaign in a narrow band of conservative communities. Republicans' intermittent focus on favorable economic news, such as the Friday report showing strong job growth, has been overwhelmed by Mr. Trump's message of racially incendiary nationalism. While Mr. Trump retains a strong grip on many red states and working-class white voters, his gerrymades against immigrants and penchant for ridicule have proved destabilizing, with the party losing more affluent whites and moderates in metropolitan areas key to control of the House. Republicans have grown increasingly pessimistic in recent days about holding the House, as polls show a number of incumbents lagging, well below 50%, and some facing unexpectedly close races in conservative-leaning districts. In several diverse Sun Belt states where Republicans had shown resilience, such as Texas, Florida, and Arizona, their candidates have seen their numbers dip in polling as Mr. Trump has given up the unifying role that the American presidents have traditionally tried to play. Democrats are also in contention to retain or capture governorships in Rust Belt states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin that were pivotal to Mr. Trump's victory and fertile ground for the Republicans for much of the last decade.